With grace, welcome to Lives of Daily Grace with Alan for the chapter 18. Today's wonder chapter is Psalms chapter 32. And as those are there for the word of prayer, mighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, while we have gone through in our thoughts and our actions, in our words and talking, and what we feel to do. Father, may come and be with us, making and protecting us and guiding us in everything that we do, that we may all do this for the glorification of your name. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Psalms chapter 32. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silence, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin. Therefore let all faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and you teach in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Don't be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bite and bridle, or they will not come to you. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad, you righteous, seeing all who are upright in heart. And this is where our wonder chapter for today ends. I just have two messages that I want us to put across. The first one comes from verse 11. Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Amen. So the Bible is telling us that the one who is forgiven is blessed. Otherwise, it is a blessing to be forgiven. Imagine all the sins that you commit, and someone says, you know what, it's okay, let's close this chapter, let us just start afresh. How moving, how momentous is it? That there's someone out there who does not care about your past. You can take a moment and think about your past, how dark and wicked it has been, how astray and unchristian like it has been. But imagine that there's someone who says that no matter what you have done in the past, even yesterday, even today, I have forgiven you. Go. I will not hold you accountable for that. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what magnitude of love it takes? To an extent, that is like, you know what? I have my only son, my one and only son, but I let him die on the cross because of your sin, because of my sin. Is that not enough? Can I say testimony? Is that enough evidence of how much the Lord loves you, of how much the Lord loves me? That he even blesses us through the sins that we commit. Now, I'm not saying you should not start sinning more and more so that you'll be blessed more and more. No. But why don't you ask for forgiveness? Why don't you ask God for a fresh slate? Why don't you ask God for a new beginning? When you go to verse 5, it says, then I acknowledge my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgive the guilt of my sin. Amen. I came to you and you forgave the guilt of my sin. That's how merciful and loving and gracious the Lord is, that he still gives us time day in, day out to come and confess. And when we confess, he always forgives. That's what the Bible tells us. But then we should not make that a ritual of I'm going to sin knowing that the Lord is going to forgive. No. It shouldn't be your daily thing of I'm going to sin because he knows that I will forgive. one day you may not have that time to repent, and you may just go, you may just die. And it's that sin that you commit that will lead to your downfall. Try to dissociate yourself with sin as much as possible. And when you do, don't feel guilty. Don't forget to get on your knees and ask for God to forgive you. Sometimes it's actually because of these sins that we do not receive what we pray for, that the Lord gives some distance from us. Sometimes it's because of these sins that we start feeling guilty, but oh my God, I've overtold God, I'm not going to do this, and I've done it again. And you start distancing yourself from God because of the guilt of the sin you've committed. And the devil likes that so much. But why give him that room? Why give him that space? And lastly, verse 10 says, many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Amen. The Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. Do you want to be surrounded by the Lord's unfailing love? Then why don't you trust in him? At some time, read Psalms chapter 32. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithalan. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, what we have gone through in our things, in our thoughts, in our actions, what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us and may you guide us, Father, for all the times that we have let the guilt of our sins distance us from you, Father, for all the times that we have not asked for forgiveness and we have not repented of our sins. We pray that may you forgive us and grant us a fresh slate to begin with. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.